Hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of the Nathan Warner Podcast. This is the show where we get to sit down and talk about new ideas and how to better your life with the resources that you have. Today we have a little bit of an interesting topic that we're going to be talking about. It's something that definitely resonates with me, and that's saving money and loans versus spending money and investing in yourself. I'm a senior in high school at the moment, and I am taking a business class. And one of the things that we recently talked about is, saving money and investing it. The main one that a lot of people hear about is a 401k or like a Roth IRA. And, the basic idea behind these is that you put money away so that eventually companies will pay you back for the money that you loan to them, and they'll pay you dividends so that you can eventually make a living off that. So the basic idea of what we're going to be talking about today is why you may want to invest in something like a 401k, or how you might not want to. The other thing we'll be talking about is student loans. This is a big one for a lot of people. Many people coming out of high school, they will go right into college, and sometimes they'll pay tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds. And my question is, if people are paying for college and everyone is okay with taking student loan debt, possibly up to $100,000 or more in student loan debt, why is that different than a credit card, is my question. Everyone that I talk to that is in high school, or is out of high school and possibly had a college degree, there's a lot of people that have gone to college, have paid for college, and have student loans still. My parents, they personally have probably over $100,000 in debt, and they're never going to pay that all down. They will pretty much be taking that all the way to their grave. So when I talk to other people about credit cards, because I work at a store, and one of the things that we have is a store credit card. And usually when you ask someone, they say, I'm not good at managing my money, I can't take another credit card. So if the same people that are saying, I can't manage my money and I can't have a credit card, and their belief is that credit cards are bad because they can't handle them, which, is true for some people, why is that not the same mentality for college? And, I'm not saying that people shouldn't go to college, I really don't care either way. I think there's certain people that should be going to college, and there's certain people that shouldn't be. I just worry for the people that may not belong in college, that they will find that out and will drop out, and they will have tons of debt. So here's my question: how much does the average American pay for college? And, these are things that, you can research on your own, but these are just a series of questions of logic, because, I want to talk about calculated risk, and what's worth your time and what's worth your money. So how much does the average American pay for college? Probably, $50,000-$60,000. That's definitely reasonable, I think. Some pay a lot more than that. And how much does the average American earn per year? Probably slightly lower than that. probably like 40 or 50 grand a year, if that. So if you're doing that math and you say, I'm going to be making 50 grand right out of college, you have to assess what your expenses are going to be, because if you are paying $60,000 to go to school and you're only making $50,000, and that is if you get a job, you know, depending on the field that you go into, there may be an abundance of jobs or maybe a shortage, whatnot. But the fact of the matter is you have to take that into account. Is this going to be worth your time and worth your money? Because, you know, when going to college to get a degree, you not only are spending a lot of money, but you're wasting a lot of your time if it's only wasting if it's not worth it. So, I personally am not going to school. I own my own social media marketing company, and my goal is to invest in myself, as I like to say, and spend my time and my money trying to build that. Because as I was talking about the 401k, the idea with that is you put a lot of your money aside so that one day you just don't have to work. At least that's the way that I have seen it. And my problem with that is I think money is freedom in a lot of cases. So if you have a lot of money in the bank or in your mutual funds, you may have a lot of security, but if you are relying on that money to pay you back, then I don't know how secure that really is. And again, I haven't done a whole lot of research on this specific topic, but my personal opinion is that if you're at a point in your life, you know, you're coming out of high school and you can say to yourself, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going all in. You can make series of investments in yourself that will possibly lead you to just as good of things as graduating college or even better. You know, and there is that chance where, you know, everyone's afraid of working at McDonald's, you know, because they didn't go to college or whatnot. But I don't think that's the way that the modern world works. College is not what makes you successful. It just happens to be that the people that go to college have the characteristics and the character to make them successful. So that's not to say that a person that doesn't go to college will be unsuccessful, or that a person that does will be. It's just sometimes the people that go to college have that character inside them that is working hard, you know, being productive, being persistent, you know, going 4 more years of college or more. Those are the types of things, those are the skills and characteristics of a person that is successful. And I think that college is not what causes success, but it's correlated with the fact that, you know, they have a hard work ethic. So my question is, are you going to be the 1% that actually pays down your college debt and retires in a decent time? So you went to college, you took your student loans, you know, you took your average wage, you know, you paid $50,000, $60,000 to go to school, and you come out, you're making $40,000, $50,000 a year. How long does that take to actually pay that down? When are you actually going to be free from that? Because that is a very large investment, and it's a scary thing that hangs over your head if you ever have to experience that. I know, I don't know personally what that feels like, but I know enough because of my parents being crippled in debt, and they will never be able to pay it all the way down because they just don't earn enough money. So are you going to be that 1% that actually, and it's a figurative 1%. I'm not saying that that is the exact percentage that, pays down their debt in a decent time and is able to retire. But figuratively, there's a very small percentage of people that actually pay down their debt, and are responsible the same way that there's a very small percentage of people that use their credit cards correctly and can have a wallet, dedicated just to credit cards because they use them so efficiently. So, do you want to be that 1% or the 1% that you invest in yourself and you make decisions and calculated risk to make a decent living without debt? So another thing you have to look at is what are the actual odds of making the predicted wage of your profession? So when you are looking for, a profession in high school, you're really looking for things that you've done in the past, possibly things your parents have done, and what makes good money. I feel like those are the three main things that determine what someone is interested in doing, going right out of high school. So you see a lot of different predicted wages for these professions all over the internet and books and stuff. So I want to know what the odds are that the profession that you're picking, that you will have that wage or more in the time that it claims to have been. So there's a lot of people who want to go to college, and there's a lot of people who say that college is really necessary. So I know that the odds of graduating college with the degree that you went in there for is very slim. I think it's something less than 50%. I'm not completely positive on that, but I seem to recall that that was the number. So what are the odds of making that wage? If you look at a prediction of an entrepreneur's wage, the average wage of an entrepreneur, it'll tell you around $90,000 a year. So I think those of you that know entrepreneurs know that that takes a little while to make $90,000 a year. It's not right out the gate. It's not right out of college. Not when you first start your business. It just doesn't happen. So what is the situation with college? Is it the same way? How long does it take to make that predicted average wage? So how do you invest in yourself in the modern world and how to calculate risk? That's really some of the more difficult questions to answer. The main idea of this episode of this podcast is that you calculate your risk and that you calculate your decisions, especially your major ones, and attempt to quantify them. So you can make a decision easier. There's a French philosopher, his name is Descartes. He came up with a theory that if you ask yourself, what are things that you can absolutely be certain of? And this is the short version of this theory, but the only thing that you can absolutely be certain of is math. So when attempting to make a tough decision, oftentimes he would grab a calculator and he would attempt to quantify his decision. So really that's factoring in as much as you can and trying to assign a number to it. And when you assign a number to it, you know, there's various things, and you know, this is where math, you know, school level, high school level math comes in, maybe some algebra, that, you know, it does become useful in this situation when you try to figure out an equation for what your decision will be, and you figure that out, and then based on the number, you can make your decision. Now, this isn't completely foolproof. Some decisions just you can't be made with a calculator, but when you're looking to assess your future and college, most of that is all numbers. You can look at average wages. You can look at the length of college, how much you're paying for college. You can look at how much you would be making if you didn't go to college, if you tried to do something that was related to your field but wasn't from a college degree. How long would it take you to get to that point where you would be in college? And would you have paid off debt sooner and would have been free from debt? Or would you have been at the same wage doing something outside of college that is still possibly related to what you are interested in? And which one of those will happen quicker? And that's a basic idea of how you can calculate a decision and then make your choice. So my philosophy behind this is try to quantify your decisions, especially the difficult ones. It doesn't have to be the be-all, end-all, but it helps. It helps you look at some of the numbers and things that people don't normally look at. So try it next time that you have a really difficult decision to make. Just try to quantify it. And it doesn't have to be the final answer. You can still think it over, but don't spend time just thinking about it. Quantify it, calculate it, and make your choice. So with that said, I thank you for listening to our podcast, and I'll see you next time.